So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a contradiction between two brises. One brisa states, Halcha etzel chacham v'etira mukadeshas. If a chacham subsequently nullified the neder, the kedushin is effective. However, the other brisa states, etzel chacham v'etira einem mukadeshas. If a chacham subsequently nullified the neder, the kedushin is not effective. The Gemara explained that the brises disagree whether if a person consents to his wife's humiliation when appearing in Bezdin for Ataras Nadar. Rava gives another explanation. They both agree to however, he is not willing to keep her even with Ataras Chacham because she will continue to make Nadar. Therefore, in the first Braisa, it's a Chacham Behatir Mukadeshes because Adam Reitzer Shetis Bazi Ishta Bevesdin. And then Maitzi Baget, he divorces her with a get because E.F. Shabbaisha Nadranas. However, Hacha Be'isha Chashu Baskinan, the Amalai Nichele de Itza Bekrevesau. The second price refers to a woman from a noble family, in which he does not want a get, because this will prohibit him from marrying her family members. Therefore, Einem Mekudeshes, because E.F. Shabbaisha Nadranas. Zak the Mishnah, Hayu Bamumen Va'id Bevesavia. In the case in which he gave Kedushin, and her mumen were then discovered while she was still in her father's home, prior to Nisun, Rameir says that she is not entitled to a ksuba, unless her father proves that the mumen did not exist until after the Kedushin, in which it is the husband's loss. However, nichnas alurshus habal, habal tzarach lehevi raya, she'ad shele nisarsa hayibam mumen elu, v'hayim mikchei mekech tois, dibri Rameir. If her mumen were only discovered after she entered her husband's domain, after Nisun, she is entitled to a ksuba, unless her husband proves that the mumen did exist before the kedushin, in which it is her loss, because it was a mekach tois, an erroneous kedushin. Chachamim make the following distinction. Only a concealed mum is considered a mekach tois, because he could not have known about it. However, an obvious mum is not considered a mekach tois, and she is entitled to a ksuba. As Rashi explains, because Yodav in the spice, he certainly noticed the mumen and accepted it. However, vim yesh me'erchatz ba'isa ir, af mumen shebeseser in the yochel litain, vim neshu ba'itka be'krei v'isav. If there's a public bathhouse in the city, even a concealed mum is not considered a mekach tois, because he instructs his relatives to examine her, and Yodav in the spice. The Gemara asks, according to Rameir, that the Seifa of the Mishnah contradicts the Reisha. In the Reisha of Oid Bevesa Via, she only gets her ksuba with proof, which indicates, however, that Stam Habal Mehemen. Without proof, she is not entitled to her ksuba, because perhaps the moment existed before the Kedushin, in which case it was a Mekech Tois. However, in the Seifa of Nichnas Lushos Habal, the husband can only exempt himself from the ksuba with proof, which indicates, however, that Stam Habal Mehemen. Without proof, she is entitled to her ksuba because we assume that the mumen occurred after the kedushin, in which case it is not a mekach tois. The Gemara discusses several explanations. On the one hand, we have cheskes haguf. Being that she did not have mumen from birth, there is a cheskes haguf that she continuously did not have mumen until a known change. On the other hand, we have cheskes mumen. He is muhzik. He possesses the ksuba money. While she has a disadvantage of being the maitzi, she wants to extract his money. And a mitzvah mechaber l'varaya. Therefore, Rebbe Laza says, Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Le Shanazu. The Reisha and Seifa, in the case of no proof, are two different opinions. The Reisha is Rebbe Yeshua's opinion, in which she is not entitled to Iksuba, because his advantage of Cheskes Mammon overrides her advantage of Cheskes Aguf. The Seifa is Rebbe Mlil's opinion, in which she is entitled to Iksuba, because her advantage of Cheskes Aguf overrides his advantage of Cheskes Mammon. Rava says that both the Reisha and Seifa are Rabbi Gamliel's opinion that her advantage of Cheskes Aguf overrides his advantage of Cheskes Mammon. However, the Cheskes Aguf is weakened by a Reisa, a contradiction of Kan Nimtzu Kan Hoyu. When an occurrence is discovered in a specific location, we assume that it was always in this location. Therefore, Reisha Kan Nimtzu V'Kan Hoyu. In the Reisha where the Mumen were discovered Beves Aviyah, we say that the Mumen were always Beves Aviyah, even before Kedushin. Therefore, she does not get her ksuba. Seifa namai kan nimtzu kan hayu. In the Seifa where the mumen were discovered beves aval, we say that the mumen were only beves aval, but not before Kiddushin. Therefore, she gets her ksuba. The Gemara explains further that where the woman were discovered beveis avia, she has another advantage in her favor. Chazaka in odem sheisa b'kayis elm kin b'itkay v'hai rov in the fayesu. A man does not marry a woman without examining her beforehand. Therefore, we assume that he must have noticed the woman and accepted them. This negates her disadvantage of kanimtsu b'kanoyu. However, he also has another advantage in his favor. Chazaka in odem b'fayis b'mumen. A person does not usually accept mumen. Therefore, in the Seifa, Habal tzorch lehevi raya, sha'achal inesar sahayiba mumen elu. If the husband brings proof that the mumen were existent beveis aviyah before the Kiddushin, he is patur from paying the ksuba because he has two advantages of muchzik and chazaka in odm efais b'mumen, while she only has one advantage of chazaka the ein odm sheis b'kais elmkin b'idkai. But her other advantage of cheska sakuf was removed entirely through his proof that the mumen existed before Kiddushin. However, if he merely brings proof of Mishnah Sarsa, that the mumen were existent while she was Beves Avia, but after the Kiddushin, he's chayv to Perek Suba because she has two advantages, Cheskas Agof and Chazoka Einod M'sheisa B'keisim Kin Boitkoi V'hai Rov N'Fayisu, while he has only one advantage, of Chazoka Einod M'fayis B'mumen. And his Cheskas mumen doesn't help him, because according to Rabbi Gamliel, as Rashi explains, the b'mokim chazaka de gufa, chazaka de b'moina love klumei.